This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
David, on Saturday, the U.S. issued a strike on Venezuela, which resulted in the capture of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. Just wanted to get your thoughts in terms of this strike and the actions taken by President Trump against Venezuela and kind of where things go from here.
Yeah, just an incredibly brazen move. I don't think we've ever seen anything like it. The amount of intelligence, the amount of time that went into it. I think if people are wondering, you know, what does this mean for the Monroe Doctrine that we've heard about growing up in school? This is really the Trump Doctrine now. Communists and socialists aren't going to be tolerated, especially ones that are actively working against the sovereignty and threatening the American people. The real takeaway from Venezuela, though, is what this means for Vladimir Putin. This is all connected to Ukraine and Russia and a ceasefire. What oil prices are going to do with that Venezuela crude no longer being put into the black market is going to have a tremendous amount of pressure and leverage for Putin to realize he is now surrounded by people that no longer want to buy his oil, that want to manipulate that market. And that puts Putin in a position where he has to take peace. And that's what I think this is really all about.
What do you make of some of the criticism that President Trump has faced in Washington as a result of this strike that he ordered in Venezuela?
Yeah, I mean, it's just what there's criticism. Presidents, that's what they wake up and deal with every day. Many, many people, some in Western New York, some in the delegation in Western New York, are just going to criticize Trump because it's become a parlor game. The reality is, that America is stronger today than it was yesterday, that America is more feared by our enemies today than it was yesterday, and that it's no longer confusing what a superpower is supposed to behave and act like. And that's all credit to the leadership of President Trump.
The Venezuelan president and his wife pleaded not guilty in federal court today in New York. What's looking ahead here? You talk about the brazen order that President Trump put on with this attack. How do you view things going forward in terms of where the direction of this conflict between the U.S. and Venezuela, and you made mention, of course, with Russia as well, how things kind of play out here and what could develop here going forward?
Well, look, China and Russia and Iran are in the hemisphere, and whether it's training terrorists, whether it's moving illegal crude oil, or it's the manufacture and distribution of drugs, this is what's happening in countries that are aiding and abetting this illegal behavior that is a threat to the American population. So the way that you get to China and Russia is to cut those ties. If I'm the leader of Colombia, I'm looking both ways before I cross the street. And if I'm a Castro brother right now, I'm thinking about what the future looks like in an apartment in Moscow. That is something many presidents have talked about for 70, 80 years. Nobody has done it. Communism is going to be pushed out of the Western Hemisphere, and that makes America safer.
You said it takes a lot of planning and a lot of diligence to order a strike like that. Feel free to go a little more in depth as much as you can about how that operation is carried out.
I mean, look, the intel was on the dogs that he was hanging out with for months and months and months, what animals were protecting him, what security forces he had. Here's what we now know. We had helicopters that were flying at 85 feet above the ocean. 85 feet. You've got F-22, F-35, F-18 support, B-1, B-2 bombers, aircraft carriers. The 3rd Ranger Regiment was on the ground. Delta Force was on the ground. SEALs, you name it. There's not a country on the face of the earth that could jump into a hostile area, take a leader, no injuries to that leader. No one got shot. It wasn't an assassination attempt. It was serving a warrant. China couldn't do that. Russia couldn't do that. The United States of America can and did it. And if you're, an enemy of the United States of America, you have to think twice now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.